Today we begin the season of Lent with the mark of our mortality and penitence. We do not begin this journey as to gain God's favor or admiration of others, although we know that that's always a temptation. The gospel for today warns us about seeking that vain attention through our piety. And Jesus, while teaching the multitudes in the mount, he strongly admonishes them and us not to be showy in our religious actions. Today we're reminded with ashes of our humble beginnings and our common destination. And with the ashes signal our mortality, today's liturgy, it is not about ending, because dust is not our end. The ashes point to the threshold of the mystery of death, which even our Lord went through. But better yet, we're reminded with ashes of God's promise, of love that will be with us through all of our existence on this side and on the other side of death. In a few minutes, we will receive the mark of the cross with ashes in the same place in our body where the sign of the cross is made with oil at baptism. Then in baptisms, we hear the words, "You're sealed by the Holy Spirit in baptism and marked as Christ's own forever." Today we hear, "Remember that you're dust, and to dust you shall return." So be it in a moment in which we point at our birth, or at a moment in which we are reminded of our death, our belonging in God is secure. God's mercy and love reaches toward us, even in the pits of sinfulness, brokenness, and death. While heavy with compunction and penance, the ashes are also rich as fertile ground for transformation and renewal of life. Through them, we behold the divine gift of forgiveness, redemption, and the possibility of a world made anew. As in the water of baptism, in Lent, the ashes and the dust remind us of being buried deep, held in the womb-like space of Lent, where God is forming us into new beings, from where God births new and beautiful things out of ashes, out of dust. Beloved in Christ, today we begin the season of Lent with the mark of repentant undoing and hopeful remaking.